Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 13. And these recordings are designed to help us to have the most authentic, intimate and satisfying walk with God that we possibly can. And so we look at the spiritual disciplines to see what we can learn to grow in them and through them to grow in our relationship with God. And today, as often, we'll be focusing on the issue of prayer, and in particular this question: how can we make the most of praying through the Psalms? Praying through the Psalms, is that something you do? It's something I do from time to time. And I found it very enriching. And I wonder what your experiences of that are. And today I want to talk a bit about it, because I think there's got to be a good reason why God gave us 150 Psalms and gave us such a large book of poetry, or you could say a song book, but I think also a prayer book there in our Bible. So why do we have it, and how can we make the best use of it, in particular for our personal devotional times with God? So that's what we're looking at here today. Now, recently I bought a new camera, the Canon EOS M6, and I love it. In fact, it's the camera with which I am shooting this video and making this recording. So I really like it. It does exactly what I want it to do. But I also know, like many modern pieces of technical equipment, that this camera will do a lot more than I realize and at the moment need it to. The time will come when I'm going to need it to do more than it does at the moment. It takes some pictures, it takes the odd video, but I haven't really tested it. And there will come a time when it's darker, lower light conditions, or I want to set it up to transmit files via Wi-Fi, which I believe it can, or possibly Bluetooth. I'm not quite sure. I haven't got that far. And when that comes, I'm going to need some extra help. So I have a manual that came with the camera, but this is just the short version, the one with about 20 different languages. So it's just a few pages, I think 12 pages of instructions. Not enough for all these extra features to tell me what all the menu options are and what all the dial settings are for. No. Indeed, there is another manual which is so big they don't provide it with the camera. It is, in fact, let me see, I wrote this down. How long is it? It is incredibly long, 221 pages long. That's the full manual that comes with this camera to tell you exactly what it can do. Now, I don't know if I'll ever get through all 221 pages of it, but I'm glad there is a manual that will help me to discern how best to use this camera in all circumstances in which it can be used. And that's why we have 150 Psalms. They help us to figure out how to have a real relationship with God through all the circumstances of our lives. And so today I want to talk about one way in which we can get deeper in our walk with God, and that is praying through the Psalms. The Psalms are incredibly inspirational, aren't they? They've inspired many songs. For example, let me give you an example here. So Psalm 103, let's just go there for a minute. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. And he goes on, I won't read the whole psalm here, but that inspired the person who wrote the hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Somebody called John Goss, who was writing in the 1800s. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Who like me his praise should sing? Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise the everlasting King. Wonderful hymn, inspired by a psalm. And that tradition has continued into the 20th century. So we have a hymn written in the 1990s by Carol Owen called Among the Gods, or You Alone Are God. One I particularly like, and we've sung in churches wherever I've been over the last few years. And the lyrics say, Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. There are no deeds to compare with yours, O Lord. All the nations you have made will come. They'll worship before you, O Lord. You are great and do marvelous deeds. You are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. You alone are God. And teach me your ways. And you can look at the rest of those lyrics if you like. Fantastic. Where does that come from? Psalm 86. Let's have a quick look. Psalm 86. So we just turn over there and let's have a read of a part of this. Yes, here we go. You, Lord, are forgiving and good. That's echoed in that song. Abounding in love to all who call on you. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. I mean, word for word there. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord. And so on it goes. A wonderful use of a psalm to help us with a worship song in our corporate worship settings. Finally, with these examples, a more modern song from the 2000s would be this one by Chris Tomlin, Forever. Called Forever, written in, I don't know exactly when in the 2000s, but in the 2000s. And the lyrics are, give thanks to the Lord our God and King, his love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things, his love endures forever. Sing praise, forever God is faithful. The chorus, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever. That's the message he's getting across there quite clearly. And the lyrics there are inspired by Psalm 89, the first two verses perhaps. Let's have a look at those. Yes, Psalm 89. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. And there are other parts of that psalm that are echoed in this song by Chris Tomlin. So here we have, time and time again throughout history, examples of how the Psalms have inspired musical corporate worship, and I think they can also inspire our personal times of devotion. The Psalms can be used as templates for our times of prayer. And I want to focus on Psalm 130 as an example for this. One of my favorite psalms, I preached on it again recently. It'll bear preaching on many times over because it has so much in it that's rich and deep and meaningful. Psalm 130 can be used a bit like this. So we're now going to talk about how we pray through the Psalms on a personal level. So take a psalm like Psalm 130. I like using these psalms that are about, well, this one's 8 verses long, so not long, though you could use any psalm, long or short, sections of a psalm, if not the whole psalm. And the psalm reads like this in verse 1. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Great promises there, but also great heartfelt expression there from the psalmist as he wrote that psalm and prayed that prayer and sang that song, I suppose we would say. So here we have a great psalm that can be prayed through, I think, to great effect and to help us in our walk with God. So what's the best way to pray through a psalm? Well, 3 parts to the preparation and 4 parts to the practice is what I would suggest, although I must say there's no exactly right or wrong way to pray through a psalm, and there's no perfect way to do it. And I'm offering you my ideas and my own experience. I'm sure you can find other things and additional things that may work well for you. But here's some 3 thoughts on preparation. I would say, first of all, if you're going to pray through a psalm, which means reading it out loud and then praying out loud most of the time, then first of all, find a quiet place. Find a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed in your prayer, but also where you won't feel a bit strange reading the psalm out and then praying it out. So firstly, find a quiet place. And secondly, read through the psalm or a section of the psalm. Read it deliberately and slowly. Read it to yourself, not as if you're reading it to someone else. Read it to your own soul. Read it to your own heart. Read it to yourself. So first of all, a quiet place. Second of all, read through it or the section you're going to be praying through. And thirdly, take your time. Take your time. Relax. Don't rush. Go at a pace that is meaningful for you. There's no particular speed one needs to go here. It's what works best for you to help you to reflect on what this psalm is saying. And in a sense, to hear God's voice to you through his word. Let it speak to you deep within. So that's preparation. Then four things for practice. So for practice, I would say these four things. Firstly, read one verse or one phrase at a time, slowly and thoughtfully, rather than the whole. So you read the whole psalm to get the context, but then read one verse at a time or one phrase at a time and pause. Stop before you go on. That's the first thing. One. Secondly, pray through it or pray over it before going on to the next phrase or the next verse. Thirdly, allow the theme of the verse or the phrase that you've chosen to take you to other places in the Bible, places that if you're reading a verse on forgiveness, it reminds you of something Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing, or a verse on grace reminds you of something that Paul said about grace, or a verse on faith reminds you of what Jesus said about faith being small as a mustard seed, or something like that. So let it sink in so that you have time to consider other parts of the Bible, the scriptures and the truth therein, to flesh out that one phrase or verse. So let it take you to other places. And then fourthly, move on. So don't get stuck forever on one phrase or one verse, because we want to pray through a whole psalm or at least part of a psalm. So firstly, read through one verse or phrase. Secondly, pray through it and over it. Thirdly, allow it to take you elsewhere into the Bible. And fourthly, move on to the next verse and on you go. And as you do that, notice what themes stand out to you? What resonates most strongly for you in your heart and in your mind as you read and pray through a particular phrase or verse? What stands out to you? What's your response to it intellectually? What's your response to what you're doing emotionally, spiritually, in every sense of who you are? What is it doing to you? What do you notice and learn about the character of God? You might want to record these observations later afterwards. Write it down when it's still fresh in your mind so that you can continue to learn. Writing things down is one of the ways that we learn the best, because it helps us to remember things. Maybe you'll think about a hymn that connects with some of these thoughts as well. So now in the blog, a written blog, which is on my website, I'm just finishing at that point and asking what you think and what you've learned about praying through psalms, what your experience might be. But on this video and audio recording, I'm actually going to pray through part of Psalm 130, just to give you an idea. And this is a little artificial, obviously, since I'm doing it for a recording. And I don't know if I wasn't recording it, if it would be exactly the same. But then again, it's different every day. If I prayed through the same psalm every day for a week, it would be a little bit different every day. So I'm going to do my best to make it to be genuine. But on the other hand, I know this is a recording. But I think it would go something like this. And if you want to join me as I pray now through Psalm 130, feel free. Or if you just want to watch and listen, that's fine too. But this might be something like how I would pray through this psalm. Psalm 130. Oh, Father, open my heart and my mind to hear your voice through this psalm. Teach me and encourage me, inspire me and mold me by what we do here today. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. There are days, God, when I am in the depths. There are days when I feel like I'm sinking. A bit like perhaps Peter when he stepped out of the boat and his eyes were on the waves. Sometimes my eyes are not on the right things, God. They're on my circumstances, on the tough things around me and the things I feel I can't handle, and I lose sight of you. But even at that time, Peter cried out to you and Jesus pulled him up, lifted him out of the water. Father, I have days like that. Maybe today isn't a day like that, but there are days, God, and I pray, God, that when I'm in those depths, I will remember to cry out to you. Lord, hear my voice. Lord, hear my voice. Hear my voice, not because it's special, but because you've promised to hear my voice. As you promised, as Jesus said, that our prayers are attended to, that they are listened to, that he is the one who intercedes for us, God. I believe he's with you and he is there making submissions for me to you, that you would hear my prayers. Father, I pray in faith. I don't always feel like you listen or you hear, but I pray by faith that you would hear my voice. And I ask you, God, to honor what I believe is in your heart, but also what Jesus said, that you will hear me when I pray. Lord, let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. May they be attentive to my cry for mercy. I suppose the psalmist was feeling perhaps you hadn't been attentive, and he was worried that his cry for mercy wouldn't be heard. There are many people in the Bible who felt that. I think David felt that at times. Perhaps Paul did when he was in prison and sometimes didn't know what was happening. Many people got, and I have felt that sometimes. I pray that your ears would be attentive, that you would listen and you would hear, and you'd hear my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? I have a long list of sins. It's a long record, God. But you don't keep a record. Jesus wiped the record clean. I believe that by faith, God. I do. Sometimes feel like my sins have trapped me, but by faith, I trust that you set me free. And I can't stand before you with a record of sin, but I know that I can stand before you because of what Jesus has done. And he's taken away the record of my sin. Love keeps no record of wrongs. You don't keep a record of my wrongs. And then I can stand before you. What an amazing thing. Thank you, God. But with you, there is forgiveness. Yes, there is. The promise of forgiveness. Because the blood of Jesus washes away all my sins. Because you've promised that, and therefore there is forgiveness, not because I deserve it or because I've earned it. I can't do that, but because you've decided. You have decided to adopt me. You decided that the purity of Jesus will do as a cover to cover my impurities and make me pure in your sight. What an amazing thing, God. So that we can, or I can, with reverence, serve you. So that I can, with reverence, serve you. I serve you. I want to serve you, but to do so with reverence. And I do that because I have reverence before you, because you are God, and because you don't keep a record of my sins. You have offered and given me forgiveness. And then because of that, I can serve you. And I want to serve you today, Father. Help me to serve you well and with reverence. I need you, God, please, to hear my cry for mercy. I need you to help me. I feel that need, God, but I trust you that you hear and that you forgive me for my sins. And then on we can go through the rest of the psalm, verses 5 to 8, and we won't do that now. But I wonder, I hope this is helpful in some way, I wonder what you think about this method of praying through the psalms. And I've tried to do it as genuinely as I can. I don't know how well I've succeeded, but I actually rather enjoy just praying that just there. And perhaps you could try something similar. Take that psalm, or pick another psalm, whichever you prefer. Pray through it and let me know what you learn. What works for you? What do you find easy? What do you find difficult about it? Please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording so that we can all learn and learn together. We can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. So there we are. Please leave some comments. And if you could do me one favor, please pass this on to one other person. Just send them the link so that other people can benefit from these recordings, so that we can have the best quiet times we possibly can and enjoy our walk with God and our growth in Christ-likeness. I hope this has been helpful, and I look forward to talking to you next time when we talk about how to have wonderful quiet times. Take care, and God bless.